Football, as soccer is known in the UK, is a multi-billion dollar industry. Some benefit from the riches and some do not. Among the latter are working class fans who can't afford tickets. But in one of the world's most famous footballing towns, some fans have taken matters into their own hands. George Lavender has the story.
Manchester is a city famous for its football teams. It's half-time here at Gig Lane Stadium and the home team are 3-0 down.
Typical United 40th birthday and they're playing rubbish and we'll probably get beat.
But the United Mark Fitzsimmons is talking about isn't the legendary Manchester United you're probably thinking of. This is FC United of Manchester. I'm in Bury, 20 minutes outside Manchester City Centre, but a world away from the Premier League. Despite the score, Fitzsimmons says there's nowhere he'd rather be.
It's everything that the Premier League isn't. I hate everything about football at the minute. All the wages, the Premier League, the way everything's set out. I hate it. But when you come here, it's the way football should be.
What makes this team different is that many of the people watching the match actually own the club. Fitzsimmons himself isn't an owner, but his friend Paul Shea is.
Yeah, founder member, co-owner.
Like many FC fans, Paul Shea grew up going to Manchester United matches, but eventually found himself priced out of the stadium.
By the end, I was sat in my seat, surrounded by strangers, being quiet, being told what to do, being asked to pay £4 for a crap burger and £4 for some fizzy cold beer, and not enjoying myself, you know. And so it was time to get out of there, because it had been robbed from us, and all we were doing was supplying money to parasites.
Football in Manchester is a serious business, and an increasingly profitable one for the team owners. According to Forbes magazine, Manchester United is currently worth $3.3 billion. The cheapest ticket to watch a match at United's Old Trafford Stadium is about $50. As prices of tickets have continued to rise, football owners have become wealthier.
If you look, one of our favourite ones is making friends, not millionaires.
Standing on the touchline and dodging the occasional football, Alan Hargrave points out the banners that hang around FC's stadium.
Right, my name's Alan Hargrave. I'm a board member at FC United. I followed Manchester United for over 30 years, went home and away everywhere with them throughout Europe, and then was one of the fans that decided that we didn't feel that when the takeover took place by the Glazer family, that it was for the benefit of the club.
For many in United's Red Army of fans, when Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner Malcolm Glazer bought Manchester United in 2005, it was the final straw. After buying the team, Glazer controversially loaded some of his own debts onto the club, which meant every year millions of dollars would have to go towards paying back interest instead of being spent on the club itself.
We do know how these things work in business, but we sort of see football clubs as being slightly different from business. And terms when they came to take over, like referring to Manchester United as a franchise and things like that, they were all sort of set the heckles of an English supporter up a bit.
It's been several years, but people in Manchester still remember the hard-fought campaign waged by some United fans to stop the sale of the club. Even at today's match, Mossley Town supporters taunt FC fans about the American takeover.
You see, that's them baiting our supporters with the USA stuff. Even the visiting supporters know the issue.
After the Glazer family bought the club, supporters who had opposed the purchase were faced with a problem.
We campaigned against the takeover, and then when the takeover happened, there was two options. We either went back into the ground and said we beat, or we thought, we're not going to give them our money.
About 2,000 fans decided they weren't just going to sit by and watch. Instead, they decided to go it alone and form their own team.
People in the past have always said, leave us to run your football club, we know more than you, we know better than you, da-da-da. And we thought, right, we'll show them that normal football supporters can do.
It's Reddish United fans in 250.
Outside the stadium, Brian Pendlebury stands behind a table loaded with membership forms.
Membership is really the form of ownership of the club, which we have to renew every year. £12 for adults and £3 for under-16s. But obviously once you've joined as members, you own the club. So it's a good deal for ownership of a football club. You can tell all your friends that you're a football club owner.
Are you an owner?
Of course. Would I be anything but if I was stood on the membership stall?
The club's 3,000 or so members get to vote on everything from admission prices to the team uniform. It's a model, he says, that's changing football for the better.
There's nothing quite like FC United. It's something really, really special.
FC United has gone from strength to strength, winning promotion 3 seasons in a row. They now play 7 leagues below the Premiership and enjoy the largest following of any semi-professional team at this level, according to two of the team's players, Carl Jacobs and Carlos Rocco.
Obviously the fan base that we've got is a lot more than a lot of non-league clubs out there, and it's just fantastic to play in front of such a crowd like that.
Like Kyle said, you're pretty privileged to play in front of a couple of thousand fans, 1,000 people each week. At this level, you don't really get that, but we do. And the way the fans stick behind us, regardless of the results, they're always there cheering us on because they believe in the bigger picture of what we're going to do long term.
At today's match against Mosley Town, the second half has already kicked off and FC are playing better. They score 1, then 2 goals, and with the clock ticking, they get a free kick about 30 yards out. Jerome Wright steps up and scores a goal that would not have looked out of place inside Old Trafford. Up in the stands, Paul Shea says that no matter the score, every time the team runs out on the pitch, it's a victory for owners like him.
But it is the start and the seed of something that can become great and become a great international success and show the way of fan ownership and how to do things in a democratic and progressive manner, yeah?
The game against Mosley Town ended with the scores level at 3-3. FC United fans like Paul Shea say they hope that when it comes to taking on the multi-million pound football industry, they can level the playing field there too. For Only a Game, I'm George Lavender.
You're listening to Only a Game.